Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm your host, Iris Harshaw. Today is October 7th, and this episode is all about climate change. The week of September 20th through 27th saw the biggest climate mobilization in history. Roughly 7.6 million people across 185 countries went on strike to demand climate action. Students from all over Davis, grades K through 12, participated in their own strike on September 20th.
Our planet, our future, our planet.
A similar demonstration took place on the 27th for UC Davis students. This week, I sat down with UCD student Megan Phelps to discuss climate activism in Davis. Phelps is the chair and founder of the UCD chapter of the Climate Reality Project, a group instrumental in organizing the UCD strike. Welcome to the News Cycle, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you start off by telling me what the Climate Reality Project does?
So the Climate Reality Project is an international organization, and it was founded by former Vice President Al Gore. And the main purpose of the organization is to empower people who are concerned about climate change to give presentations about climate change through trainings especially. And then they also have offshoots, which are chapters that trained climate leaders can start. And that's what my organization is. It's a campus core chapter at UC Davis.
Can you tell me the story of how you founded that chapter and why?
So I've been passionate about climate change since high school. I started an environmental club in high school, and I founded an environmental education curriculum for elementary school students, and I had them speak at climate action rallies. In college, I decided to study environmental science, and then last September, I did a climate reality project training in Los Angeles, and shortly after, I decided to start a club on campus because there were no climate action clubs on campus. So,
since the founding, what has your chapter of the Climate Reality Project done in Davis?
So we have been educating the UC Davis community about climate change. We had a booth at Picnic Day and an exhibit asking people who passed by to reflect on what they love and hope to never lose to climate chaos. We also went to Sacramento with students from UC Berkeley to lobby about environmental legislation as part of the Climate Day of Action at the Capitol last year.
And you recently had a climate strike on campus. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
September 20th was a big global climate strike day, and Davis had a huge strike. Over 1,000 people came, which I attended, but UC Davis was not in session at that time. The following week was a global week of climate action, so on September 27th, I and some other students decided to put on another strike, and we just did a rally in the UC Davis quad and marched to Central Park to meet other community members who are concerned about climate change.
How do you talk to people who are skeptical of climate change and do not accept your message?
That's a good question. A lot of people talk about climate deniers. I think at this point, there are more people who believe in climate change but just aren't taking action. So instead of talking to people who deny the science of climate change, I'm more interested in talking to people in the movable middle who believe in climate change but aren't taking action. And so my tactics are connecting with them personally and trying to see what is at stake for them and then getting them excited about joining the movement.
What do you see as the highest risks from climate change going forward that you often have to talk to people about when they're not sure of the risks?
I often talk about the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC report that was released last fall that says in 2030 we might reach a tipping point that's irreversible. We're on a trajectory to get to a point where the warming of the earth will set off feedback cycles like melting ice and warming oceans so that we can't recover.
What are the Climate Reality Project's goals going forward and plans for future action?
Our main goal for this upcoming quarter is to get UC Davis students and grad students and professors interested and excited about giving presentations and sharing their stories about why climate change is important to them with people who are not necessarily environmental science majors and people who have different passions, and showing them how it's connected to their issues.
How hopeful are you that the work you are doing and the work people are doing all over the world will have an effect on what seems like a ginormous looming issue that's hard to solve?
I think it kind of varies by the day. Sometimes I'm extremely hopeful, and other times I'm just, there's something in the environmental community that people refer to as climate grief, because it seems like there's so much at stake and it feels like we're already losing so much. But right now I feel extremely hopeful. There were over 300 people at our strike, even though it was the third day of school, and it seems like people are coming together with a vision for the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And now, a closer look at the UC Davis Climate Strike. Juju Miyamoto has a story, which is co-produced by Andrew Montana.
On September 27th, protesters gathered in the UC Davis Memorial Union Quad at 11:30 a.m. to protest climate inaction. The protesters' chants were heard across the quad.
There's no planet B! There's no planet B! There's no planet B!
Seth Strumwasser is one of the activists found amongst the crowd. He talks about why he decided to protest.
Our goal is to make an impact and make people pay attention to the problem and ultimately make the people in power do something about this problem.
Strumwasser is a recent UC Davis graduate who missed work in order to show his support for the cause.
It'll be interesting to see how people around the quad react. A lot of people are just sitting and minding their business, probably wondering what we're doing out here. Hopefully we can convince some of them to join us.
Strumwasser explains the Green New Deal.
The Green New Deal is really a policy framework. The idea is to create some legislation that would pour a lot of money into investing in alternative energies, different land use practices, public transportation, basically funding the whole transformation that is necessary to move our society to a post-fossil fuels world.
UC Davis students Teska Wapig-Horde and Adeline Keycut talk about how taking action is the most important step to making a change.
I think complaining and saying we want change is one thing, but yeah, again, coming out and like showing support, registering to vote, and like that's the best way to like show action and help see a change.
They hope that by continuing to strike every Friday, the movement will continue to gain momentum until the climate change crisis can't be ignored.
Hopefully with people seeing how many people are coming out today, it'll get bigger and bigger. And then hopefully by the end, it's just something, or like in a few weeks, it's just something that everyone comes out and does.
Riley Scholes also attended the protest.
I'm really just hoping to, you know, show support and show that there are people that care about this. Even if I'm not much of the yelling type right now, I want to at least be standing here and showing solidarity.
He stresses the importance of UC Davis improving their technology to make the campus greener and cleaner.
I really want to make sure that the university, while it's doing a lot of great things, I don't want it to rest on its laurels. It should always be trying to innovate and advance green technologies.
Personally, Scholes takes action to make his carbon footprint as small as he can make it.
I carpool, I ride the bus, ride my bike. I don't have a car right now because it broke down. I was like, I don't need it anyways. And then I'm mastering the YOLO bus system.
For the Blue Devil Hub, this is Juju Miyamoto, produced by Clara Alt.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. James Cobalt and Dahlia Krause are the assistant producers. And Daniel Ruiz Jimenez is the studio recording engineer. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.